So, like I said, we're just going to continue to record. And we have continued to record. It, in real time, it has been all of 1 minute.
But, not even, like 13 seconds.
13 seconds. So, Bill want to buy a motorcycle.
Bill. I'm going to buy a motorcycle.
You're going to buy a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You've convinced your wife that this was a good idea.
I'm well on my way.
All right, you're well on your way of convincing your wife to buy a motorcycle.
Yes.
First, how did you do this? So I can try to use some of these tactics on my wife. Second, what kind of bike you getting?
So first, you know, you ain't gonna be able to air this till after I get all this accomplished. Cause you know what? No, she don't listen to the podcast. So, and none of my friends do either. So they're not going to tell her. All right. So here's the plan. So, you know, riding a motorcycle can potentially be dangerous,
yep.
Right? And I don't necessarily plan to ride a motorcycle in heavily trafficked areas on a regular basis. That's not part of this motorcycle ownership plan of mine. Because you know I prefer a back road over an interstate every day of the week. So the way this is a multi-tiered scheme, pyramid scheme I've got running. Step one was to ask to explore what riding a motorcycle is like, because I've ridden some dirt bikes. I've ridden a lot of mountain bikes. So I understand two wheel momentum and motion, but something heavier like a motorcycle on a road or asphalt, you know, I've never really done that. I mean, maybe once or twice, but nothing real significant. So, that being said, I said, well, hey, how about for my birthday, which is, you know, at the end of July, I said, how about you, let me take this motorcycle safety course. You know, it requires like 3 hours of online instruction. Then there's 3 days of in-person rider training and classroom instruction. And it's like $300. So she's like, yeah, you can do that. So I was like, sweet.
When are you doing this again?
The end of August. So
the wheels are turning.
So, oh, yeah. So at the end of August, I'm doing this motorcycle safety training course. Now, the next phase in the plan is that she's not aware, or I've kind of introduced her to the information that when I go to take this course in person, I am required to have my own safety gear. So I have to have a helmet, a jacket, and gloves and boots. So
What's the point of buying all that without buying a motorcycle?
Exactly. So I'm going to buy those items, and I've kind of budgeted myself, like, you know, somewhere in the sub $2,000 range to get all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, that being said, the motorcycle that I want to get started with is, and a road trip to go pick it up, is this. You know, I like Cafe Racer.
Okay.
/ Scrambler style build.
Okay. I see what you're going.
And this is a motorcycle that's old. So, you know, it's like the same age as me. They don't have a lot of horsepower. They're not very fast. So, you know, the speed demon dumb part of myself can't really go too crazy on it. And you can see the starting price right there.
$4,000. Yeah, I see what you're doing. So while you were talking just now, I just put up the most fuel efficient motorcycles in 2022.
Yeah, and I'm probably not buying a new motorcycle just yet. But yeah, coming off of our EV, you know, cost savings thing, and we even kind of made the joke in the EV podcast that, you know, we should all be riding bicycles. Well, what's the next thing up from a bicycle? Is like a moped or a low CC motorcycle. And I really think for like a quick trip to town, or going to see a customer that's, let's say, sub 100 miles from the house, where I'm just going to do an out and back in a day run. Mm-hmm. And I know the weather is going to be cooperative. It's the perfect item to do it in and save a tremendous amount of money for not only myself, but for my company, because I'm not going to be, you know, racking up giant fuel costs. So anyway, that's kind of the plan. Plus, I've always wanted one. And I figure, at least initially, I'll just be doing like a little lap. There's kind of a circuit, we'll call it like the North Carolina Schleifer, that's around my house here. And a lot of motorcycle guys use the road we live on anyway, because it's a scenic byway, which North Carolina classifies as, I guess, being somewhat pretty and curvy. And so, you know, at least initially, till I get some experience, I can just kind of ride it up and down the road I live on, just like I do with my road bicycle, or used to do, when I had two good legs. So anyway, so I think that's a good entry point for me, is to take the class, get some gear, buy a smaller, older, cheaper, lighter, easy to handle motorcycle that, you know, God forbid I do drop it, I'm not spending $20,000 to repair it, or, you know, crushing myself to death because it weighs 800 pounds, you know, and it's really just a single rider bike. So I'm not going to be tempted to put somebody on there with me and go for a ride.
Like your daughter.
Well, she's pretty excited about getting a ride on there with me at some point. So anyway, we'll see where all that goes. And it might be that I take the course and I decide it's not for me and I don't want to do it. So we'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, I think it's worth fleshing out, and it's a fun thing to do for a couple of days and learn a skill and see if it's something that suits me. And I think it will.
Well, similar to you, I kicked around the motorcycle idea because I somehow fell on a webpage with this young lady who rides cross country. I will send you the link. I got to figure out what the webpage was. It was cool. She got to get on, what do you call them? Trail bikes. They're kind of like the big, big, yeah.
I tried to ride one of those, but it was just too tall in the seat for me. And it just felt very unsafe for a first bike. So if I don't do, like, if it wound up not being this like cafe racer style, then it probably would be more like the scrambler style, which is kind of a mix between a cafe racer and a dual sport.
Yeah, and I agree with you. For your first bike, maybe that, especially the one that she was on, because it's like 1,200 cc's or something like that.
Yeah, that's too big.
So along the same lines, the next video that came on was about these Honda mini moto series bikes, right? And so I pulled up this list of the most fuel efficient motorcycles in 2022, and guess what number one on the list was?
What?
All the Honda mini moto series motorcycles. And if you're not familiar with the Honda mini moto series motorcycles, they're essentially scooters shaped like motorcycles.
Yes.
All right, so the Cub and the Monkey are estimated at 188 miles per gallon. The Grom, which is kind of a cafe looking thing, is 134 miles a gallon.
And listen, those are cool. The Monkey and the Grom are two pretty cool bikes, but they're a better like pit bike, or I live in the city and I'm commuting around the city bike. They're not highway.
They're not highway approved. I think the top speed on these things are like 50, 60 miles an hour, maybe. 50. But they're all over like 100. The lowest one is 110.3 miles per gallon. That's the Navi. That's the sporty looking one that just came out. But the next thing down on the list is the Honda NC. Because see, it's pulling at your coat there. Because NC, look at that. See that?
Oh. It's
NC700X and NC750X. And they get 73 to 80 miles a gallon.
Wow.
I guess I could share the screen with you so you can see what I'm talking about.
Stop share.
Stop sharing, and I'm a share. Share screen. Yeah. Woohoo. Share that one. Cool. You see it?
Yep.
So that right there is 73 plus without much effort, 80 miles a gallon. Then you go down here and you got the Honda Africa Twin.
Uh-huh.
They're up there. And then look at this guy.
That's a pretty cool looking bike. It's a little upright. It's more like a sportster or a cruiser, but I'm getting older. That might eventually be something I need.
That's over 50 miles a gallon. And then they got this whole list of these ones right here. And I was thinking about it the same way you were. As I was like, you know what? I don't live that far from work. I could do it on a motorcycle most days. I mean, yeah, it rains
here. You definitely could.
Because, you know, I was picking at you about your wife having a nine-mile commute. I got an 11-mile commute.
So. I was going to say, yours ain't much more because I've done it with you.
Yeah, it's only 11 miles. But this thing, like a year ago, this thing right here was right up there, was number one.
Yeah, and for new bikes, there's some pretty cool, like Honda Rebel cafe builds or scrambler builds. And Ducati even makes a model that is called the Scrambler, but real Ducati purists don't say it's a real Ducati, so there's a whole other thing there. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, from a fuel economy standpoint, there's tons of new bikes out there that are really fuel efficient. And listen, there's even electric bikes coming out, right? And that's not a bad thing to think about either, because it's, you know, it's an EV, but it's not as much battery being produced. And there's a lot of options, but I just think there's not enough consideration given to motorcycle travel in North America.
Yeah, and seeing how you just came from Europe, I've been hearing this European influence in your conversations here lately. A lot of people in Europe ride scooters around town because it makes sense.
It does.
And bicycles, because it makes sense. In Japan, they ride bicycles and scooters and stuff because it makes sense. And if you live in a city, it makes sense. You don't got to pay for parking. They got some of these bikes, especially the EV ones, where you can just take the battery out. You can take your battery out, and without it having that specific battery in it, it won't work, you know, because it's all keyed. The battery is almost like the key. You know what I mean? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was pulling something up. I was going to show you something.
Yeah. So that is it. That is, basically, I think the thing that we've come across in these last two episodes is, A, it's more than one answer to the next stage of transportation. And if we focus solely on electric cars, then we're missing the whole point, because there is no one answer. Just like what you were talking about in the beginning of the last podcast, where it all depends on how you get the energy and your use case.
Yes, 100%.
You know, and for some people, and like if you live in Charlotte, you live in Raleigh, you live in Columbia, you live downtown Charleston, you live in New York, you don't really need a car. You ain't nowhere to park them. You know what I mean? Now, if you live in the burbs out there, yeah, maybe having an EV that gets 100 miles of range will work for you, because, you know, but if you're going to go on a long trip somewhere, then you're going to need a car with more range, and more likely that is going to be an ICE vehicle or a hybrid. And I know you don't like hybrids, so we ain't going to get on hybrids that much right now.
Two wheels and EVs, if you stop sharing for a second, I'll share my screen.
Okay, I'm stopped. Oh, that was the wrong button.
You're good. All right. So.
Oh, that's cute.
This is a Segway scooter. Okay. And it's exactly what it's designed for, is to commute. It'll do 46 miles on a charge. And it'll do 20 miles an hour. So again, like if you live in the city, and then there's this guy that's a little faster, and a little bigger, and it's also made for a daily commute. So it'll do 30 miles an hour, and has a range of 35 miles. So you sacrifice a little mileage for a little range. But then if you want something just a little cooler, they have the Segway dirt bike, which I saw in person at SEMA a couple years ago, and cool.
Remember that's when you went to SEMA and didn't take me? Okay, tracking. Just make sure.
And look here, this thing, 46 miles an hour.
I can't see the whole thing.
You can't see this stat?
I was looking at the motorcycle.
No. 46 miles per hour with a 74-mile range. I mean, that's for a commuter. You put some little street tires on this thing, some little motorcycle tires on there, and yeah, ride that thing to work every day. And like you said, the battery comes out. You can pull that battery and take it. And
yeah, you could essentially have a backup, have a battery at work and one in the bike,
yes,
or one at home, and then just do what you're going to do, come home, swap out a battery, and you keep going.
That's Heck, exactly
the
right.
The batteries might not be so heavy. You could strap one to your back and just keep riding.
Yeah, that's very true.
But yeah, man, I think we, you know.
So that's our quick short take on a motorcycle. We'll come back. We'll circle back to this as we get closer and actually get into doing the motorcycle safety training course. And as this process evolves, we'll follow back up on it.
Cool. Let's do that, man. Again, this is a BS Car Guy short. Hey, before we get off of here, I was thinking about it. Hey, we could do shorts, you know, because with our summer schedules that sometimes we're not in a place where we can record
a whole episode. Yeah.
So we can do shorts by ourselves, and we can maybe we'll kick around that idea offline a little bit, because it is just do a 10, 15 minute thing and post it, and that's what it is.
That's a good idea. And I'll keep you posted too, just as a teaser. I might have a exclusive interview coming up for us too.
Cool. All right, man. As always, I love you, man. I can't wait till next time we talk. But right now, I got to go make a hair call.
All right. Later. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, man.